Hello and welcome to this podcast from Positive Leadership. It's great to have you join us today. My name's Graham Watson and I'm the Chief Executive of Positive Leadership. It's a real pleasure to be able to talk to you today about exceptional leadership and delivering consistent high performance under pressure in your business. My basic premise and what I hope to be able to demonstrate to you today is that exceptional leadership throughout an organization is absolutely essential if the business is to deliver consistent high performance under pressure. I also hope to find ways of making you understand that exceptional leadership is attainable by everyone in an organization. And given the exceptional leadership examples set by elite athletes and their support teams, I'm going to use illustrations from the recent London Olympics and Paralympics to highlight many of the points I'd like to make. Firstly, exceptional leadership is not just a desirable trait within business, it's a prerequisite for optimum financial performance. A recent piece of research by accountants Deloitte reveals just how much market perceptions of leaders move share prices. The potential gap between the value of a company with strong leadership and that of a company with weaker leadership was an astonishing 35.5%. Equally, a 2011 survey from DDI said that organizations with the highest quality leaders were 13 times more likely to outperform their competition in key metrics such as financial performance. So, a little bit of background on me. My background and focus is in corporate finance, helping my clients raise capital, buy and sell assets, and develop and implement robust business strategies. Through the work I've done with clients over the past 30 years, I've seen many examples of leaders and teams succeeding and failing under pressure, and I've come to appreciate the fine dividing line which often exists between these two potential outcomes. This has led me over the past 3 years to focus much of my advisory work on the importance of exceptional leadership in delivering consistently successful outcomes in business. Understanding the leadership dimension equips us much better to deliver sound advice to our clients. As a testament to our focus on the importance of exceptional leadership, I was pleased recently to have been named one of the top 100 leadership experts to follow on Twitter. At Positive Leadership, we believe that exceptional leadership is far more than a set of soft skills. Rather, it is an all-encompassing approach to delivering consistent high performance under pressure based on a carefully mapped out and well-researched set of leadership values. In addition, exceptional leadership is not just about those at the top of an organization. It permeates throughout every great organization. As such, in every organization which wishes to be world-class, there is a need to identify, develop, and support exceptional leadership. However, in a recently published study identifying the top 25 countries with the greatest supply of potential leaders relative to its workforce, the UK, where I'm based, ranked a lowly 21st. Cultivating exceptional leadership across an organization must therefore be a priority for every ambitious business in the country. With this in mind, what makes Positive Leadership different from other strategic leadership advisory firms is that we link together academic research into leadership and the education of leaders and emerging leaders with advising leaders on the execution of business strategies in high-pressure situations. Our belief is that the future belongs to leaders who want to win without ever losing track of their values. Values underpin everything which happens in a business and provide the foundation for successful business strategies. Without a solid, values-based leadership framework, organizations will not be able to deliver optimum results, particularly in high-pressure situations. We believe that companies should be performance-driven and values-led. Values determine business culture, and culture is everything when it comes to responsible, long-term business success. A leader's job is to discover, communicate, and reinforce culture. If you don't get culture right, nothing else matters. Culture is the only sustainable point of difference for any organization and is a key part of every brand's reputation. For example, many of the financial services organizations that have gone astray recently have done so because they lost the connection with their culture. They lost touch with their stewardship mission, purpose, values and responsibilities, which were core elements of the historic culture of that industry. If it were possible, who would you rather bank with today? a traditional high street bank, or Apple. Culture comes directly from the values and behaviour of the leaders in an organisation. Given the significance which we attach to values as a key strategic differentiator, particularly in times of austerity and increased competition, much of our thinking has been directed towards determining which values are essential in a leadership culture which is able to excel under pressure on a consistent basis. And the output of our thinking, experience and research is what we call the Values of Positive Leadership Framework. As I said earlier, I'd like to present a number of examples of elite athletes embodying the values of positive leadership in their quest for success, to give you some background on why this is such an important part of business success. And I hope you'll see from what follows that if elite athletes need to embody the values of positive leadership in order to succeed, there is no reason why you should be any different if you wish to be world-class in what you do, and if you wish your business to excel under pressure on a consistent basis. Excellence under pressure is what will allow you and your team to outperform your competition and build a culture where exceptional leadership is the norm rather than the exception. At the heart of the positive leadership pyramid of values is the value of purpose. Elite athletes don't shed blood, sweat and tears because of the money, fame or glory. They do it for the love of the game. You don't see any gold medal winners who reach the top by making a vague decision about how successful they'd like to be, putting in the same effort as the masses and not working weekends. You get gold by getting up when everyone else is asleep and putting in the work others won't. Then you do it again and again through rain, sleet and snow. The gold medal winner and the business winner are exactly the same. They know precisely what they want and they're willing to pay the price to get it. As former US Secretary of State General Colin Powell says, the primary role of a leader is to convey to those followers a sense of purpose, vision and mission. I have seen many organisations where there is this sense of purpose in the headquarters, but it never gets cascaded down to everyone within the organisation. So, purpose and passion are essential leadership values which great athletes and great business people embody. Looking back at the Summer Olympics and Paralympics, what can businesses learn from our great Olympians and Paralympians in their quest for exceptional leadership? We think there are a number of telling lessons to take hold of here. Firstly, guts and determination. Running a business may look or sound easy, but it's not easy, and anybody who tells you it is has never run one before. Whatever can go wrong usually does at some point. Just as a top athlete can get injured or have a dip in form, so any business can go through a rough patch, perhaps losing a big customer or a key member of staff. Successful businesses tackle problems head on, and through sheer hard work come through the other side. Energy, guts and determination and overcoming adversity are the hallmarks of great entrepreneurs and great athletes. The resilience to never give up, to take a knock and bounce back is one of the most important traits any exceptional business leader or entrepreneur requires. Teamwork. Behind every medal winner is a skillful team of coaches, fitness trainers and experts. Business leaders can be exceptional people, but nobody can create a big business on their own. I've yet to meet an entrepreneur who has the full complement of skills required to run all facets of a business successfully. Creating a balanced team with complementary core skills and excellent team spirit is crucial to success. Successful teams at the Olympics and in business always add up to more than the sum of their parts. Next, focus. You only have to look into the eyes of a successful athlete to know that they are dedicated and focused on their sport and their goal and are not afraid to make big sacrifices along the way to make it happen. They have mental toughness. Any business can learn from this dedication and focus. Concentrating on core strengths and your competitive edge and not being distracted from this is an invaluable lesson for any business and one so many tend to forget. Winning athletes and business people focus on their end goal, the top of the podium they are striving for, and don't lose sight of this. They dare to dream and make their dreams a reality. Next, practice makes perfect. Behind every tearful, medal-winning athlete, there are tens of thousands of hours of hard work and deliberate practice. There's rarely any substitute for hard work in business, but it can pay off handsomely, especially if you're constantly learning, adapting, and iterating your approach and business model, constantly listening to customers and your team. Even when you think that you've done enough, there's always more that you can do to hone your craft and get better. The more you practice, learn, and adapt, the better your performances become. Winning is a culmination of tiny steps, which, when added together, create the recipe for success. Self-belief. When the pressure is on, real Olympic champions spring into action. They have the confidence, self-discipline, and willpower to propel themselves forward. Any exceptional business leader also has to have this sort of confidence, a belief that they can achieve their potential and beat the competition. But really great business people also engender this sort of confidence in their wider team. Through a culture of openness, employees need to have the confidence to express themselves and work in an environment where feedback, innovation, and progress are embraced. In other words, they should be motivated to break barriers and go beyond their personal best. Vision, commitment, and courage can stimulate real change and real results. Real Olympic champions are no strangers to success, but they keep coming back for more, driving themselves on to further competition. I've lost count of the number of medal winners who were obviously desperate to keep going to Rio 2016 and beyond. So many businesses, though, rest on their laurels and don't push themselves to reach their potential. They become happy with what one might call satisfactory underperformance. Entrepreneurs and business leaders who want to fly rather than fizzle out don't let triumphs go to their head. Rather, they get back to work for that next gold medal, just like our Olympic champions. One of the key themes in any gold medal journey is the importance of hard work, one of the foundation values of positive leadership. So while we enjoy the constant stream of success during an Olympics, what we don't witness is the unspectacular performances for hours on end every single day for the 4 years or more leading up to the Games. Two of Britain's most famous Olympic champions, Victoria Pendleton and Andy Murray, sum up the importance of hard work in their successes in this way. Pendleton says, "If you're willing to work, you can be better. You can be the best. There's nothing stopping you." And Murray says, "I've kept improving. I've worked hard all the time, even after the tough losses." It's through the repetitive grind of hard preparation and attention to detail that elite athletes are able to perform under the greatest pressure. For example, think back to Michael Phelps' performance in the 200 metres butterfly in the 2008 Beijing Olympics. Halfway through the race, a leak in his goggles filled him with water, thus rendering him effectively blind for the rest of the race. This unforeseen problem would have derailed many athletes, but Phelps is not like most athletes. Why? Because for him, it wasn't an unforeseen problem. When the day came, Phelps did not actually rise to the occasion. Rather, he sank to the level of his training, which included a contingency plan for goggle malfunction. Leading up to the 2008 Olympics, his coach had him practice swimming in the dark and had him visualize successfully dealing with goggle malfunction. Additionally, Phelps trained himself to have the habit of counting the number of strokes he took, and specifically how many strokes it took him to reach the wall. When he could not see the finishing wall of the pool, he certainly was able to reach it, beating the previous world record by 3/100ths of a second and winning gold. Equally, when he was asked what's the secret of his success after winning gold in the 5,000 metres in London, the great British double Olympic champion Mo Farah replied, "It's all hard work and grafting. It's been a long journey, grafting and grafting, but anything is possible." At the pinnacle of our pyramid of leadership values within positive leadership, and the accumulation and culmination of our leadership philosophy, is the notion that it is possible for anyone to excel under pressure. However, for many, pressure is something to fear. Nevertheless, as former US Olympic champion and now BBC analyst Michael Johnson puts it so well, pressure is nothing more than the shadow of great opportunity. Pressure is something to be embraced. It means you've reached the pinnacle where nothing is impossible. Speaking about his coach Ivan Lendl's advice to him before the recent US Open, Andy Murray said Lendl told him to remember, "It is fun, a lot of fun. You feel nervous, obviously. If you didn't feel nervous, you'd think there was something wrong. But you have to enjoy being nervous because it's a privilege. You work very hard to get there, and so not to be nervous or to be afraid of being nervous is a mistake. Once you enjoy it and start enjoying it consistently, that's when you can play well." Tremendous advice from one great champion to another. Taking it to the next stage, what lessons can we learn from the games that will have implications for all of our businesses? And how can we be prepared to allow our business the opportunity to medal every single day and thereby build a culture of exceptional leadership within our organisations? Here are some of our thoughts. Firstly, words create worlds. Think of Seb Coe's visionary language that helped win the Olympics in the first place for London and has since galvanised the nation. Inspire a generation. Three words that create worlds that we can see, feel and hear. So how clear is the vision that you want to communicate to your people and have them buy into? Secondly, the power of dreams. In front of the camera, many athletes commented on their lifelong vision and dream of winning a gold medal. Dreams are powerful. What's the dream for your life? What's the dream for your business? Ask yourself at the end of every day, what did I do today that has taken me closer to my dreams? Olympic coaches do not pursue massive improvements in performance. They strive for marginal improvements. 100 things that can be done 1% or sometimes 0.1% better. Dave Brailsford, the performance director of British Cycling, put together a talent team some years ago to identify and develop potential high performers. The talent team knew exactly what it was looking for in the way of knowledge, attitudes, skills and behaviours, sufficient to build one of the great Olympic teams of all time. Are you a talent master? In building your talent team, what do you look for? Where do you look? Results on their own are not what matters. Results with the right behaviour matter. That means behaviour in alignment with clear and meaningful values and beliefs. As you may recall, the Olympic movement's values were strong enough to act as a clear referee on the behaviour of the Chinese and South Korean badminton players, and they were quickly shown the door. Character and integrity do matter. Character does not simply mean aspiring to high standards. You must also have the strength of commitment and sacrifice to adhere to those standards and ideals in good times and bad. Good character is contagious. As one famous coach said, "I wanted players who had character, not players who were characters." You go nowhere without character. Character is essential to individuals, and their cumulative character is the backbone of a winning team. Integrity is doing the right thing when no one is looking. Winners do not feel any pain, although they've put themselves through the same or more stresses as fellow competitors who fail to win medals. Do you have a winning culture within your organisation? How do you deal with the possible stress of winning? How do you celebrate success? Motivational job titles work. Thousands of volunteers were rebranded as games makers during the Olympics. So what did they do? They made the games, and with great skill, awareness, sensitivity and humour. Success breeds success. Getting into the habit of winning breeds a success culture with very high expectations. Team GB owns rowing and cycling now, and that will rub off on the next generation of athletes. The success of the Games will also, I'm sure, rub off on the nation. To quote Seb Coe, the Games have provided an oasis of sanity and unity for the country to move forward in the future. The roar of the crowd has certainly helped our athletes' performance. In many cases, it has been the difference between fourth and second, third and first. I wonder if the people working in our organisations sense the roar of the crowd, or are they unsung heroes working in an environment that lacks recognition and praise? Success planning is key. In many team events, athletes who were successful in Beijing have been joined by the new kids in the block. For example, in the Team GB gold medal winning Coxless 4, it was 3 plus 1. The three experienced rowers inducted a newcomer, explained how the team culture worked, and helped the newcomer become a successful medalist in the new team, even when the pressure on him not to let the team down was massive. The power of the mind is clearly evident in success. As Henry Ford famously said, if you think you can do a thing or think you can't do a thing, you're right. The athlete's thoughts became ideas, which became actions, which became the habits that determined their destiny. During the last 4 years, even in times of adversity, it would appear that the best athletes were able to stay focused and positive. Mental toughness is as important as physical conditioning. Athletes concentrate on their strengths and develop coping strategies for their weaknesses. Usain Bolt's form in the months prior to the Olympics had been hit and miss. He did not even win the Jamaican Olympic trials in his chosen events, losing both the 100 metres and 200 metres to teammate Johan Blake. But following a good talking to from his coach, he didn't worry about his slow start. Instead, he focused on the second half of the race and finishing first, his main strength. The rest, as they say, is history. People will carry out menial tasks for a meaningful goal. One of the volunteer games makers found himself shoveling horse manure at the stables used for the range of equestrian events when asked by a TV reporter, "So have you been down here doing this for the whole duration of the games?" The games maker smiled and said, "It may be manure to you, but it is Olympic manure to me." If you're going to launch an event, do it in style. A reference to the opening ceremony, of course, and a timely reminder to re-examine the quality of our product launches, external customer and internal team events. Do they start with a bang? Focus on your own game. The successful athletes have not dwelt on or been haunted by their main competitor's strengths and weaknesses. They've got on with their own game and decided to become the best they can possibly be. Being the best is a great philosophy for business too. After all, it's the only market that's not crowded. Proactively recruiting the right talent. One of the performance directors explained that he'd gone out of his way to find the right people for his sport and attract people to it. For example, Team GB Olympic gold medal winning rower Helen Glover was spotted through the Sporting Giants program in 2007, never having rowed before. Think of your business. What are you doing to proactively recruit the right people to your team? Sharing best practice. 4 years ago, the Team GB Olympic rowing and cycling teams were recognised as being the home of best practice. Since then, over 20 performance directors have worked together to understand and replicate best practice across the whole spectrum of Olympic and Paralympic events. So how is best practice shared in your organisation? The home advantage. We've known for years that football teams playing at home tend to win more than those playing away. The home-based Olympics and Paralympics have just illustrated this psychological phenomenon too. Think of your sales presentation and major business pitches. How many more might you win if you were playing at home and invited the customer and prospect to your premises? Managing the cultural legacy. Lord Coe, the undoubted real star of the London 2012 Games, is now installed to manage and maintain the legacy going forward. So who is responsible for managing and maintaining the cultural legacy in your organisation? Are your company's values lived or merely laminated? So many lessons from the Olympics, and something for you to think about as you try and develop exceptional leadership and winning cultures in your organisations. And just to recap, 4 or 5 main points. Exceptional leadership does contribute to better financial performance. Understanding the link between leadership values, business strategy, and optimum outcomes is fundamental to consistent high performance, especially when under pressure. Thirdly, being the best is not an option. It's the only place to be. Finally, you too can be like our great Olympics and Paralympians and pursue your dreams, enjoy success, and become exceptional leaders, just like we saw over and over again this summer. Thanks very much for listening to me, and I hope I've encouraged you to see and believe that exceptional leadership is indeed attainable by anyone, and it will help you deliver consistent high performance under pressure in your business. If you'd like to find out more about the positive leadership approach to high performance in business, please take a look at our website, www.positiveleadership.co.uk, or get in touch with me by email at graham.watson@positiveleadership.co.uk. graham.watson@positiveleadership.co.uk. Thanks very much for listening, and I hope you have a great day.